VWA. Can I get a radio check, please?
VWA, KX4YM, Lima Charlie, over.
Evening. Well, I just swapped radios in my little vehicle, and it seems to be working great. How is my audio? Am I overdriving the mic?
Sound pretty darn good, just a little bit of white noise in the way back, but that's to be expected, I guess.
Roger, roger. Who have I got?
Or Yankee Mike, commonly known as Scott around here.
Okay, Scott. Well, that's my brother's name, and I am Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. Well, we got about 25 minutes before the net, so you going to check in tonight? They've been running about 60, almost 65 check-ins every night. That's doing pretty darn good, I think. So, well, anyhow, 73s, and I really appreciate your coming back to me, and I will be clear after your final, KN4 VWA.
KN4 VWA, KX4YM. Good talk to you again, Steve. We've talked before, and we'll catch you later on down the log. KX4YM, clear.
KO4RIM.
AM, N4MRY, go ahead.
Checking in with you, and I'll stand by for alternates. Over.
Roger that. N4MRY, go ahead and switch to the alternate station.
RIM, roger that. I'll switch over now.
Mark, please.
Any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Anybody give me a radio check, over.
This is November 4, Tango Oscar Mike, Tony and Belton, you full flighty.
Tony, I'm getting ready to call the net, and I'd like to do a radio check before I get things started. Appreciate you letting me know, sir. You have a good day down there in Belton.
Well, it's the first time I've got to use this antenna. I just put it up, so I really do appreciate it. The N4 TOM sign.
Lynn, KO4 NUE, 73, sir. Have a good night. I'm clear. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. So, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, please stand by for 1 second. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
Again, the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, and location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG portion. For NUE, please stand by. Let me see if I can get rid of this squelch tail for the net tonight. Stand by 1 second. Okay. Let me start over. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGU portion. We'll now begin with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty in Moore. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacresville. KN4MMI, that's Stephanie in Lyman. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. And KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. K4OIM, Walt in Inman. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont. Right, I'm not seeing anybody up on Echo Link, so we'll move on to the RF portion. RF portion of the check-ins beginning Saturday night. We'll start with Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Evening chat, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight. 73s to you and all on the net.
In UE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Chad, thanks for calling in. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, in for DJC, Cherry and Anderson. No traffic, no comment tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Back up and recognize Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all from Piedmont. Appreciate you guys checking in with us from Piedmont tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville, and my good friend Jerry, N4DJC in Anderson. Appreciate you guys checking in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
UE. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
NUE. And Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Gibbon. I'll be in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
NUE. And everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
All right, let's back up and recognize K1CJW. That's Mr. Roland up in Pickens. And Roland, hope you are doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. And Gary, I have you down for comments, sir. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy, also in Easley. And KN4UBG, that's Mr. Kevin in Fountain Inn. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave, Mr. Dave in Easley. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta? Please, KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that ends with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Anna and everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's. We'll be negative and negative tonight, but I do have one announcement. Over.
Warren, well, let's go ahead and recognize you, and then if you'd like, you can go ahead with your announcements, and then I'll swing back by and get the rest of the Echo Through Hotel. So the net would like to recognize N4HC. That's Mr. Warren and Taylor's. And go ahead with your announcement, Warren.
KO4NUE, N4HHC. If you want to put a number on it, I don't know if there's been any, but I'll be number one if nobody's been number one yet. But I had a couple guys been trying to get a little bit of interest with some ham operators in our church, you know, to get them a little more active into amateur radio. So this morning at 7 o'clock, we met in my shop. I had two come by, and we had a great time with some of the digital modes, giving them a little demonstration on how that works and making some contacts, and did a little bit of D-Star and some APRS and anyway, some of the modes that maybe they weren't familiar with. So just to encourage you folks out there that are maybe been in it, you know, for a while, to find some of those that you know are maybe a little more hesitant or haven't gotten involved very much, and just try to get them a little more radioactive, so to speak. This is N4HHC.
KO4NUE. Appreciate that, Mr. Warren. Was that all of your announcements, sir?
Thing, Chad, back to net.
Appreciate your announcement and appreciate you trying to, you know, get the interest up. Appreciate that. All right, any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thanks for calling the net.
For NUE. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
A little bit down in the weeds, just can't quite get you out. But I believe your name was Bruce in Seneca. Give me your call sign words twice, please. Station India, ending in India. I believe it was Bruce in India. I mean Seneca. Can you give me your call sign twice, sir?
Whiskey 4, Hotel India, W4.
Told you that time, sir. All right, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, and KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry in Candler, and Whiskey 4 Hotel India, that's Mr. Bruce in Seneca. Are there any more stations echo through hotel? Please call KO4NUE. Heard, so we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Sid. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
NUE. And please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative. And 73 to you and everybody on the net. For NUE. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Kilo 4 NUE. This is Kilo 3 Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD, Jim in Union, South Carolina. 73 all, no traffic.
All groups, let's back up and recognize W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, and KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. KK4JBQ, that's our good friend Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna in Greer. And K3JTD, that's Mr. Jim in Union. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Are there any stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. November 4, Tango Oscar Mike. My name is Tony. Tango Oscar, November Yankee. I'm in Belton. No traffic, no table. Good evening.
UE. Good evening, Chad. If you would check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Chad, and all who are on the net. Be sure and tell Miss Anna we say hello. And check me in negative and negative, KA4PQA.
Denver Golf Uniform, W4 Never Give Up, Phil, Walkie Talkie, Bowling Springs. Good evening, Chad, negative and negative.
Hello.
PQE, please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, the pot, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Pennsylville. I'll be negative and negative.
Hello, check in, AA4QS, Donald. And M4DME, Paul, it is a cold. Name, how about that?
Let's back up and recognize N4TOM, that's Mr. Tommy in Belton. KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen via Echo Link. Stephen, I'm sorry about that. I forgot about Echo Link, but I will be right there to get that other station if he'd like to check in right after these. I announce these calls. Also, W4NGU, that's Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs. KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. AA4QS, Mr. Donald in Toccoa, and N4DME, Mr. Paul, also in Toccoa. All right, let me make one more call for Mike through Papa, and then I'll swing by and get the Echo Link stations. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck net control.
This is KO4NUE, KA4PQA. Go ahead, sir.
Affirmative, did you, affirmative, did you copy, affirmative, did you copy to tell me to say that we, did you copy to tell me to say that hello?
Echo Link's got just a little bit of latency to it. Can you say that one more time? Say hello to someone, I think, is what you said.
A copy of that. What I was saying was say hello to Miss Anna for me, if you will.
I absolutely will. So, KO4RYP, this is KO4NUE. Stephen from Greenwood said hello to you, ma'am. All right, good deal. There we go. Thank you, Stephen. She's grinning from ear to ear. So, all right, Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
2 meter net would like to recognize KN4RJN up in Brown Summit. And John, I have you down for comments, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us via Echo Link. And sorry I was a little bit late and get back up there to you. So, all right. With that, we'll move on to the next group. Any station, Quebec 3 Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, Nana, Nana.
We'd like to back up and recognize KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. And also would like to check in my wife, KO4RYP. She's right here with me, looking over my shoulder as I do the net. So, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Calling station, this is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. You are really down in the weeds, sir. All I got was the last letter of your call, and that was Alpha. Would you like to try again, sir?
Hold on just a second, sir.
Pulling station. Still down in the weeds just a little bit. Is your call KN4VWA, over?
NUE, KN4VWA. You should have me now. I had to swing my Yagi around. KN4VWA, and I'll be negative and negative. Listen in. Everybody have a nice evening.
Good time, Steve. The net would like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Mr. Steve from Inman. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Steve. All right, any more stations? Any more stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. Scott Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary, 73 Swamp.
Sir, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, SK4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KX4YM, Mr. Scott, can you give me your location again, sir?
4 Yankee Mike, location is Greenville. Repeat, Greenville, over.
My time, Scott. Okay, Blue Ridge, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KX4YM, Mr. Scott, and he brings along KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, also Mary in Greenville, and K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Are there any more stations uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
And now, West Q4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, and Farber.
Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Whiskey 4, India Yankee, India. That's Robert in Spartanburg. All right, we'll open it up to the big group now, which is Alpha through Zulu. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Delia 4, Delta Uniform Papa, that's KJ4DB, John, currently going to North Lake, I-85.
NUE, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. I'll just be in and out, please.
Okay, I've got to back up and get both of those calls straightened out. So let's start with Mr. John first. John, a little bit of a static wiped out about three letters of your call. I got you in on I-85, but all I got was KJ, KJ, and that's all I've got, sir.
Juliet 4, Delta Uniform Papa, KJ4, DUP.
I'll be right back to you. And the last station, WB4FEE. Nate, I did not get your name and location, sir.
That's Dan over in Northern Simpsonville, and I'll be in and out, please.
All right, the net would like to recognize KJ4 Delta Uniform Papa, John, mobiling around on I-85. John, you be careful out there tonight, sir. And WB4 Foxtrot Echo Echo, that's Mr. Dan in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Okay, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy Dan and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
DHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, and in Brevard. No traffic, no comments.
I'd like to recognize KO4 Victor Whiskey Quebec. That's Mr. Jimmy and Anderson. And WDARON making it all the way from Brevard. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, I'll ask one more time. Alpha through Zulu, any station. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chute may secure at this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the rag chute portion, and we'll stop periodically throughout the comments and ask for check-ins. So first on the stump tonight, I've got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir. You got a nice, clean stump.
NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to Miss Anna and all on the net. We had a good day over here on the plantation. Didn't do a whole lot, but I got out there and probably lifted some stuff I shouldn't have picked up. And My tires are showing and my back's hurting a little bit, but I think it'll be all right. But other than that, we had a good day. Got a text from my son, Stephen, We did some building yesterday and had some fun with it. Lost parts and had to go scrounge around and find those and pick them up off the floor and that sort of stuff. But we had a great time doing that. Let's see, what else did we do? Well, we hadn't done a whole lot today, really, Chad. I got to, I did go out to the barn, and I do have a 2 meter Yagi out there. I think you said you wanted to borrow it for something, so I've got it here, and I did make sure that I had one. And it's here, so we'll get together. You know, if I bring it over there, you come over and pick it up, whichever way you want to do it.
Well, I'm glad you dropped by for comments, because I just wanted to talk with you, and you went straight to the topic, sore backs. So I got my tower up at the deer camp yesterday. And me and Hannah stayed the night and got on back to the house this morning. And Gary, we don't have enough heating pads in the house. Everything I've got is sore and hurts, and I have done absolutely nothing today. But I've had a heating pad on my foot. I started at my foot and went all the way up to my neck, and the heating pad shuts down every 45 minutes. So I have been cycling from literally head to foot all day with the heating pad.
That works real well, Dad. I'm sure it helped you out a little bit. What you need to do now is fill the bathtub up as much as you got ice and you put the ice in there with cold water and just get down there and get you, take that cold water bath. That'll help a little bit as well. I go to the chiropractor every once in a while, and he tells me to switch off from heat to, or moist heat to ice. And I asked him why that was, and he said, well, he said the ice helps pull the inflammation out and promotes the lesion. And he said the heat just relaxes everything. So he said you needed to do both. So I've been taking his word for it. You know, he's a doctor and I'm not. So I use heat and ice and rotate them. I stay on the ice about 20 minutes, then I get on the moist heat for a little bit, and then I'll stay off of both of them for a little bit, and then I'll get back on the ice, and then I'll get back on the moist heat. So I understand what you're feeling, though. It's terrible to get that way, but, you know, the way I look at it, it's nature's way of letting us know we're still alive.
Exactly right, and the only thing that I'm struggling with is that my mind constantly says go, go, go. But my body says no, no, no. So I will consider the bathtub of ice. I would just like to add that not everything on my body is hurting. So I may just, you know, put ice on the parts that are hurting. So, and Gary, as far as the small parts go, a little trick my cousin taught me was a clear plastic bag or a clear trash bag. Put your assembly inside the trash bag in both hands, and when you're dealing with little bitty parts and springs, if they fly out, they get stuck in the trash bag, and the trash bag is clear so you can see through it. So just want to pass that along to you and everybody else on the net. But, as far as the antenna goes, Gary, if we're going to finish up the project we started, then I'll just, if you don't mind, just bring it with you then. That'd be okay.
I'm going to go over. I got to make a little side trip to pick up that piece of pipe. and I'll go grab it, and then if it all works, I'll let you know, but I still got to get that piece back to you and, so we can finish playing with it. But it sounds like we got, well, we're not going to be able to slow down much. We're still going to be able to go, regardless of what's going on. But I can do that. I'll bring the both pieces over and throw the beams in there, and we'll have that as well. And we'll get down there in the shop and play a little more. Other than that, Chad, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I know you got a whole bunch of folks out there waiting to talk to you, so I won't hold it up. I'll let you go. You and Miss Anna have a great evening. I'm glad y'all had a good time over at the deer camp. Glad you got your tower up and all that set up the way you wanted it. And I don't think, after the video you sent me, I don't think you have any worries about that thing falling. So, that being said, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. N4NUE in the net. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Appreciate that, looking forward to working with you in the shop again. That was a real pleasure. It gets kind of boring with the machines all day, you know, because they don't talk back to you. But it was nice to have some company down there and you know, have a little bit of laughs too. So I enjoyed your last visit. You're welcome anytime, sir. All right, before I move on to Mr. John, I see another station up on EchoLink. So, EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. So, he may just want to monitor tonight. So, we'll move on to the next person on the rag chew. And that will be KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, you next up on the stump. Go ahead and take it, sir.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Let me brush this stump off a little bit. There we go. Okay, well, I enjoyed your QSO with your rack chew with Gary. It's always good to hear both of you. And when I hear both of you together, that's just double good. A couple things that occurred to me, comments that I'd like to make on your QSO is that I don't know. I've never tried heat followed by cold, followed by heat, followed by cold. I've never tried that. I know your body will recover in time. So, anyway, I hope you get over it quick, real quick. And then the next thing about the clear plastic bag, that idea appeals to me. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with that.
Okay. So, I have a cousin who, he works with some extremely small parts and springs and detents and, you know, things like that. And I occasionally will, you know, help him when he needs help. You know, I think one day he just kind of got tired of me losing springs and detents flying across the shop. So he got a big clear plastic bag and said, here, put your hands in there and then put the part in there. And it seems like we taped the center of the bag or thumbtacked it or something. So, you know, you got two handholds. And, you know, that way if the springs fly out or the detents fly away, they get trapped in the bag. And because the bag is clear, obviously you can kind of sort of see what you're doing. And the other neat thing is that if someone needs to, you know, help you, they can see what's going on, or they can still get a, you know, if you got to use a punch or something, they still have access to the part and can help you from outside of the bag. So it's win-win all the way when you think about it.
That's very interesting. I've worked with, I was a watchmaker one time. You probably haven't heard that yet, but I spent some years of my working life as a watchmaker, and I was side by side with some of the best that I ever knew, and nobody ever came up with something as simple and as elegant as doing it in a plastic bag. And we would have screws so tiny, I mean, in watches, you know, especially ladies' watches, which are terribly tiny, still has to have all the moving parts. They just get real, real small. And springs, and, I changed like 40,000 watch batteries in my day. And you take a little strap that holds the batteries in sometimes. You take one screw and loosen that and swing it around. Well, the other end, if it's not, you know, in a good place, it'll go flying too. And those little clips, I know there's a formal name for them. It's irreverent to use the common name for them. But the little clips that that cinch around like a post, right? And it's got a little notch in there, and you just, it's a ring. It's kind of a springy clip. And you pull on that little thing, and it just goes flying across the room. And there's no carpet ever made that you won't lose that in. None. And then you go through 10,000 little parts that aren't right before you find the one that does fit and work. Oh, goodness. If you work with small items, small things, and repair them, you will inevitably come up with flying parts. Plastic bag, that's just great. That's just great. Well, something from my day. Let's see. I had a curious thing to happen. I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody. It'll kick up a stir if it has, I suppose, but I have, my wife and I sit down at midday and we have our meal and we watch recorded television. Nothing unusual in that, I'm sure, but we recently got a new piece of gear, and it's the same brand as another piece of gear that's in the cabinet, and I turned it on today, and one remote started operating the other machine. You know, it's like they learn from each other or something. I don't know. And so I pushed the button on the right remote, and the other machine would do something. You know, it's just aggravating. So aggravating that I had to completely take it out. I mean, unplugging it. I wasn't going to risk that. I just took the whole thing out. And finally, the other one started acting like it ought to. Oh, that's maddening anyway, so that's a little window into my day. Hey, it's been fun. I've always enjoy QSOs with you, Chad, and before I go, just want to say it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. KK4, JBQ.
Thanks for dropping by, and appreciate you sharing with me. As far as the remote problem goes, seems like I've been through that before, and that iPhone you got there, there's some pretty neat remote control apps that you can download for the phone, and you can control, you know, the DVD player, bring up the app, and you call it DVD player, and it gives you the functions there on the phone. And then you can build another one for, you know, the TV. So you just, you know, open your iPhone up and, you know, start the TV up, and then you switch folders to the DVD player. And seems like, if I remember, it was a Roku app or something like that. But, you know, that's something to consider. That iPhone's a pretty powerful tool, and it does a lot. It's you know, taken me a while to learn that, and I can only use a portion of what it can do. My kids are really good at it, but I'm a little slow, you know.
I have it. You know, you and I did not grow up with you know, a phone was just that. It wasn't anything else. And oh, by the way, you had to stick your finger in a hole and move it around in a circle to dial a number. Yeah, that's the phone that was on the wall at my folks' house. I recall from, oh gosh, was it, I think it was 1957, maybe. And that phone is still in use. It's still in the house. My nephew lives there now. His mother, my sister, passed a couple years ago. And that phone, black, of course, cradle phone, and you stick your finger in it and dial it around. That's still there. Well, they do a lot more today. Phones do a lot more. And I didn't know that there were apps available. And that might be convenient, you know. Although, I'll tell you, this is another little thing I got about running a entertainment center here with television and recorders and amplifiers and stuff like that. I have got 5 remotes sitting here by the chair. 5 remotes. And quite often, I'm working with 2. One in the left hand, one in the right hand, and I need another one, and I don't have another hand. You know? And it's just awful, the juggling of remotes. How about that? Do you do that sometimes?
Absolutely. Well, I've got 2 remotes, one for the sound bar on the TV and the other one for the TV. But if I add another component, then I'll move back over to the iPhone, because usually me and Anna will both have that laying on the nightstand. That it's just a little bit easier to use, get the thing configured, if I can remember correctly. But that seemed to be a solution at the time. But we use, you know, the hockey puck a lot to, you know, turn on lights and so on and so forth. And try to use a smartphone as much as we can to do some things. But, yeah, having too many remotes can be an issue. I understand.
And you just brought something to mind. Donna offered to make me a multi-compartment holster that fit over the arm of the chair, okay? So the remotes would go down in pockets. That's why I called it a holster. It would go down in pockets. And so when I was finished using one, I just put it in the pocket. It still doesn't solve the problem of having 3 in 2 hands. Or getting up and one was in your lap. You can't see those things. They're all black. And they don't call any attention to themselves. You get up and it goes flying across the floor. Remotes are the bane of my existence. A good thing we don't sit and watch television a lot. It may sound like we do, but we really don't. Maybe 2 hours a day, maybe. And I have this juggling act going on. She doesn't laugh at me, but well, she should, I guess. That is probably pretty comical looking. Oh, well, so anyway, I have enjoyed the net so far. I plan to hang around. And, Chad, I wish you a good night. Anna, if you're right there listening, you're a sweetheart for keeping this guy with us. And good night to all. And have yourselves a good evening. And tomorrow, remember, it's the Lord's Day. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ, KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, appreciate you dropping by with us, and I'll hang around off frequency for a little bit if you want to talk just for a few minutes. But before I move on to John up in Brown Summit for comments, let me make a call for EchoLink users. In-station EchoLink only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith in Savannah. Negative and negative.
Tank control, this is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel, and I'm mobile somewhere in High Point.
The net would like to recognize KN4CHY, and Mr. Keith, I'd like to add that you have got that echo link. You've got that echo link straightened out. Latency is low, and the sound is you've got it right on the mark, sir. Just want to let you know. Also, we'd like to recognize KF4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel, mobiling around in High Point. You be careful out there tonight, Daniel. And any station on RF, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KN4CHY. Appreciate the info there, but I was going to let you know.
Nobody else checks in. Keep talking to Larry, and I'll be right back.
Keith, say that again one more time, sir.
I was saying I sent you an Echolink text to begin with. That's why I was holding back the first time around. Over.
I did not get your text, Keith. I got one from another station, but I did not get one from you. Not sure what's going on there, but just want to let you know.
Roger that. Yep, when you didn't call me back out, when you didn't acknowledge me, I figured something must have went wrong. Anyway, y'all have a good night. It's pretty nice down here in Savannah for, Savannah. It's usually hot and muggy, but it's fairly cool this evening, and no rain, just crystal clear skies. Got a little windy today, but other than that, it's been a fine day. KO4NUE, KN4CHY, back to net.
Okay, Keith, well, I hope y'all have a good family day tomorrow, and hope you can enjoy Savannah and get back up here in the mountains before it gets too hot. I know what you mean. Okay, so with that, we'll move to Mr. John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit. Mr. John, go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE, this is KN4RJN. I was going to chat with you there for a minute, but the dog is chomping at the bit to go out to do what he's got to do. So I'm going to step away from the radio for a little bit. So if Larry's still on, chat with him for a bit, and I'll be back here in about 5 minutes or so.
All right, roger that. I'll stand by, John. Okay, let me make one more check for any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. So, KK4JBQ, you got about, say, 5 minutes, Larry?
UE, KK4JBQ, well, I reckon I've got 5 minutes, Emmy. It sounds to me like you have a pretty sophisticated TV entertainment set up there. So I want to ask you something about ventilation. First of all, if you have the room, you probably don't stack different equipment one on top of the other. Not a good idea. But I have had to do that. I have everything in one cabinet. And I have been forced to stack some equipment. And these things generate their own heat. And the little feet lifted up, a quarter inch off of the surface of the one underneath it, let's say. Well, that's just not enough. Do you use anything special to rise it up a little bit and give it maybe an inch of clearance between the pieces of equipment, or do you have a recommendation there maybe from your experience?
Our NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm trying to figure out how to word this, and I'll just go ahead and put it out there. So when we built the house,
and we've kind of always been this way with since we married. And I don't want this to sound derogatory. I don't mean it to sound that way. We decided in our home, I'll put it that way, that we would not have an entertainment system with a TV. We did not want the TV to be the focal point of our living room. We wanted, you know, a TV to be the side note. So, I don't have an entertainment per se, an entertainment system set up the way you do. We do have a rather large television, and I have mounted it from the ceiling in our bedroom slash ham shack, and it folds up into the ceiling. On the back side of the television, I do have my components, but I have, you know, gone down to the machine shop and built racks, I guess you would say, that I just use the screw holes on the back of the TV from the factory and build a rack to hold, you know, what I want to go on the back of the DVD player, antenna, and a sound bar. That's mounted to the back of the television, and that folds up against the ceiling so that when, you know, we're not using the television, it folds up out of the way and it's can't really see it, you know. But when you have days like today, when I'm so doggone sore and can't hardly move and I just want to kind of veg out on YouTube, then, you know, I'll lower the TV down at the foot of the bed, and I've got, you know, everything mounted from the ceiling there. So, no, I don't have a ventilation problem like that.